Hamilton on the 1-2 count. It goes down as a stolen base. A delayed steal and good awareness from Hamilton. 1-2 the count to Sweeney, who is 0-2 in the game. He flew out to center field in the third, and he popped out to third back in the first inning. 1-2 the count. Spencer fires, and it's ripped over to first base. Oh, a nice pickup by Landon Gaz. He'll flip it over to Spencer, who covers first. And now Spencer has to turn around, but does just in time to watch Hamilton over there on third base. He thought about going home, and the entire crowd kind of said, hey, watch out. Certainly helped Spencer a little bit and gets the 3-1 put out. And with that, it will bring out Tom Zaglowski, a.k.a. Ziggy, the Rafters manager, with a runner on third base and one out. That will do it for Seth Spencer's night. What a performance from him. He goes 5 1/3 innings, still just shy of the quality start. And with that, a pitching change coming. Well, since we've got a little bit of time, we're going to stick here and answer some of these questions sent in from Ella. So thank you for sending these in. The first question, what's a skill you would love to learn? Ooh, that's a tough one, and of course I love calling baseball, but one skill that I would love to learn more than anything else, simple card tricks, you know, a little bit of magic. I was talking with Manny Silva, one of the Rafters assistant coaches, earlier in the season, and entering the coach's office, he was kind of practicing a couple of tricks there, and man, they're always so much fun whenever you get to kind of just pull them out, always a good way to kind of start a conversation as well. Really would be a lot of fun to get to learn how to do that. What is your favorite beverage? Is the second question that Ella sent in. Oof, that's another tough one. There's some good ones out here, but I do have to go with a soda, and that would be Pepsi. And I love me a good Pepsi here. And third and final question that I'll answer here from Ella is going to be, what is your favorite type of music? There's a lot of good types of music out here. I like really a lot of types, but favorite type of music, I'm going to have to go with 2010s pop. That's some good stuff there. I tell you what, 2010s pop, I just always rock out to that. You get me in the car with that, and you won't hear me stop singing. And so I have to apologize to anyone that's in the car with me whenever I do. But that's from Ella Avery, so thank you for sending in those questions. If anyone else would like to have their questions answered here in the rest of the sixth inning, feel free to email raftersradiobroadcast@gmail.com. Now we are ready to return to baseball. Jace Barajas coming into the game for Seth Spencer. And Barajas, the brother of Junior Barajas, MLB draft pick by the San Francisco Giants and former Rafter from earlier in the season. First pitch on the way to Noah Sheffield is a fly ball foul down the right field line and will land in the grass in foul territory to bring the count 0-1. Runner on third base is Davis Hamilton, so a sacrifice is in order, but Sheffield has reached base both of his times already. He singled his last time up back in the fourth inning, and he walked back in the second. So he's 1-1. 0-1 the count from Barajas, misses high for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Barajas comes in for Seth Spencer. His line not quite final just yet. He has an inherited runner over there at third base. 1-1 the count from Barajas. It's on the outside edge, called for a strike. 1-2 the count. That was a nasty slider from Barajas, and just tons of movement on that. That's what you like to see from him. Barajas, another guy from Saddleback College. There's four of them on this Rafters team. 1-2 the count. Misses outside for ball number two. Now 2-2 the count. At least there were four. However, Junior Barajas, after being drafted by the Giants, he was deactivated from the roster. Technically, he's still on the roster. However, not an active player. 2-2 the count with the runner on third. Righty-righty matchup, and Barajas fires. It's hit up the middle towards short. Carlson was close enough to be able to keep the runner on third, gets it to first, and it's a 6-3 putout for out number two. Big play by Carlson to be able to keep that runner on third. So with two outs, the Rafters trying to get out of this inning without allowing a run still, A 2-0 lead for Madison. Trying not to let it grow. And Jace Barajas, his last time out, went two innings pitched and allowed just one run. Not too bad from him. And the first pitch here to Brock Lulewitz is called for a strike. 0-1 the count. Lulewitz, left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. 0-1 count, misses outside. Now a 1-1 count. He flew out to center field back in the fourth inning. He grounded out 6-3 back in the second. 1-1 count on the way home. It misses outside for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. Will Johannes is on deck, who hit the home run earlier in the game. However, Barajas, a chance to work out of this inning. Two and one the count is a fly ball into shallow left field, high in the air. There is Clayton, and he'll make the catch for out number three. A big way to work out of the jam in the sixth. Jace Barajas finishes it up, and Seth Spencer goes 5 1/3, allowing just the one run. What an appearance from him, but the Rafters have to work it back. Sorry, two runs from Seth Spencer. The Rafters do have to work it back, however. It's 2-0 Mallards as we head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Hiroto Kobayashi leads off the inning for the Rafters, right-handed hitting right fielder, and he'll still take on the starter for the Mallards, who only has 69 pitches entering the sixth inning. And man, he has looked great out there. He is still shutout baseball into the bottom of the sixth. It's 2-0 Mallards, and Kobayashi, first pitch, he pops up right side of the infield into foul territory. First baseman Kosciuszko is there and makes the play for out number one. One up, one down, and it brings up Jake Beauchesne with the bases empty in the bottom of the sixth. A two-run lead for the Mallards, and Beauchesne, the first batter in the batting order. The Rafters have seen the last seven players all retired after the first nine were retired in a row. First pitch to Beauchesne is called for a strike on the outside edge. 0-1 the count. Beauchesne, the only hit in the game for the Rafters. He singled back in the fourth inning. The Rafters have just two hits in their last 14 innings against the Mallards. You go back to last game, the Mallards allowed just one hit. That was to Landon Gaz back in the sixth inning. And in this game, a hit to Beauchesne. 1-1 count is ripped foul and into the rat trap. So a 1-2 count to Beauchesne. And his one hit, he ended up on third base, was 90 feet away from scoring, but unable to come across as Arusevic ended up striking out swinging. 1-2 the count, misses low for ball number two. It's now 2-2 to Beauchesne. And Beauchesne able to get back on the right track as he has continued to really look good for the Rafters. And he's been a huge piece to this team in his second year in Wisconsin Rapids. 2-2 count, misses away. Now 3-2 the count. And Beauchesne, already mentioned all the Saddleback guys earlier. He's one of the four Rafters. We're going to see three of the four in this game today, and he swings and misses at strike number three. Another strikeout for Riley Peterson. It's the sixth strikeout of the game for him, as he has gone through 5 2/3 scoreless innings. Looking for a quality start here, and just has to record one more out without allowing three runs. He has nobody on base and two away in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Hayden Carlson misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Carlson, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Peterson on the mound. 1-0 the count, grounded foul down the third base line. 1-1 the count, and the Rafters hoping to chase Peterson out of the game, but the way that he's pitching, why would they pull him? Still not even up to 80 pitches yet. Trying to get out of this inning before hitting that mark. 1-1 the count is low for ball number two. Now 2-1. So it looks like he won't quite make it under 80 into the seventh inning. This is pitch number 80 coming up here. 2-1 the count to Carlson. He drew a walk back in the fourth inning. He is the last Rafter to reach base successfully, and he launches one down the left field line, but reaching foul territory, it will get out of the park towards the playground, but not fair, and it remains now a 2-2 count. Just crushed that one over the left field wall, but couldn't keep it straight. 2-2 the count. From Peterson, it's a grounder to the right side of the infield. There's the second baseman. He picks it up, throws it to first in time for the 4-3 putout. And Peterson is through six shutout innings. As we head to the seventh, it's 2-0 Mallards here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortaire.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Jace Barajas, two up, two down in the sixth inning. So, of course, he's back out here in the top of the seventh. It's 2-0 the lead for the Mallards, and a pitcher's duel so far. The Rafters have been shut out, but their pitching staff has certainly stepped it up and kept the Rafters in this game, hoping to get to the bullpen eventually for Madison, but they're not going to have too many opportunities against that bullpen. Peterson, heck, he might be back out for the seventh inning. He's only thrown 81 pitches. Barajas, his 10th pitch of the game, gets a swing and a miss from the nine-hole batter, Will Johannes, as it goes to the backstop for an 0-1 count. Johannes 1-for-2 on the game. The Mallards have just 5 hits through 6 innings and only 2 runs. 0-1 the count is called for a strike on the inside edge to make it 0-2, but even still, the Rafters' offense continued to go cold. Righty-righty matchup with Johannes at the plate. He homered back in the second inning. 0-2 count, misses outside for ball number one. A 1-2 count. And earlier yesterday, Bryce Liddle, one of the pitchers for the Mallards, he was up here in the press box and talked to him for a lot of time. And one of the things we talked about was Will Johannes. And he's struggled this season, but you see it in the bat, although he swings and misses at that one for strike number 3. And some of the things that you get to see in the Northwoods League is numbers that just don't correlate. And Johannes is one of those, as he's really struggled in the Northwoods League, batting well under 100. He just got his first home run of the season, but still just 1-for-3 in the game now. Back to the top of the card, Frankie Carney takes the first pitch on the outside edge for strike number 1. And well, you know, from watching the game, you can kind of tell Johannes is still a good player, even though he struggled so much. 0-1 the count, hits the outside edge, now 0-2, and that's the case with a couple of players. And for the Rafters, you're kind of seeing that as well from a guy like, to me, Royce Clayton Jr.'s in a very similar spot. 0-2 count is a soft grounder and caught in fair territory by Nick Adrian. And now he'll toss it to first in a hopping play by Landon Gaz as he saves that one from going into right field. Oh, man. Whew. Big sigh of relief there as Nick Adrian smiles heading back saying, oh, I got saved by Gaz there. It bounced off the plate but in fair territory, and Adrian had hopped up, grabbed it, barely fair, and then tossed it down to first. It took Gaz off the plate, but able to bring it in and then step back on first because Carney wasn't racing down to the bag. So two away, bases empty in the top of the seventh, and first pitch to Aiden Arnett is called for a strike. 0-1 the count. Barajas 4-up, 4-down to start off his outing, and man, he started off his outings red hot every single time so far. But it's been once you get later into the games that he's actually struggled. 0-1 the count, misses for ball number one. So now a 1-1 count. Barajas fires, and it gets fouled back to bring it 1-2. Arnett, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. And Jace Barajas has good velocity on his fastball. That last one, 90 miles an hour. 1-2 the count. Just high for ball number two, now a 2-2 count, and that's one of the things that makes Jace so effective, is that speed, and he's been able to be clocked at 100 with a full run-up. Check swing here, did not go, 3-2 the count, but that's kind of like, you're in the cage, and you're just trying to throw it as fast as you can, so you get a little bit of a run-up, and that's where Jace has hit 100 before. 3-2 the count on the way home. It's grounded over towards third in fair territory. There is a long throw from Arusovic to first, and Gaz can't pick it off the hop. Bounced off of his glove and into foul territory, but not too far away from him. And that ends up being an E5 on the throw from Arusovic. Could have ended the inning, but instead, Arnett over to first base. Brings up Michael Lippi with one on and two outs in the top of the seventh. That the first error of the game for either team. It's been clean baseball, both pitching and defense so far up until that point. Swing and a miss from Lippi. Now an 0-1 count. And Lippi, the right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Jace Barajas on the mound. Looks back to first. Now gets set. Fires, and the 0-1 misses outside to bring it even. Lippi One for three on the game. He's got two stolen bases, however. His last time up, grounded out 4-3 in the fifth inning. 1-1 count, grounded foul down the third base line and towards the Kraft River. So now a 1-2 count, and Barajas one strike away from getting out of this inning again. Still a two-run lead for the Mallards, and Madison has not scored since the second inning. That's the last time that any runs have scored. 1-2 the count, on the way home, and it's sent out towards left field. Clayton is over to it. They're in plenty of time, and he will make the catch for out number three. And once again, almost no damage against Jace Barajas. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's 2-0 Madison on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
That plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
The Raptors do get a chance at the bullpen for the Mallards a little bit earlier than maybe you would have guessed. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Madison turning to Reed Gannon. And Gannon, another lefty who kind of throws from a sidearm slot. Gannon from the University of Illinois, teammates, of course, with Will Johannes, who is behind the plate, and a relief pitcher who comes into the game after Riley Peterson went six scoreless innings. He allowed just one hit and one walk while striking out six batters. He also did have one wild pitch, faced 20 total batters, and threw 81 pitches before handing it off to the bullpen. The Raptors leading off with Matt and Akko. First pitch on the way, Akko shows bunt, but it's called a strike on the inside part of the plate for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Akko did a spin move to get out of the plate. He thought that was going to come in and hit him, but good location from Gannon. 0-1 the count on the way home, and this time it's a fly ball foul towards the light pole and hits off of the light pole and then off of one of the Mallards' bullpen arms who was trying to catch it barehanded. Well, he is not in the outfield for a reason. 0-2 the count. Not that an outfielder would be making a catch with your hands, but he was kind of clapped his hands, said, oh, man, I should have caught that. 0-2 the count. Misses low for ball number one. 1-2 the count. You don't see a ball hit off of a light post all too often. However, earlier in the year, we did see Hayden Carlson smash one of the light bulbs here back behind home plate. 1-2 the count. Misses low to bring it 2-2. Carlson ended that sixth inning, so that's why we get to see Matt and Akko to lead off the seventh. Kareem Arusovic and Royce Clayton Jr. are due up. 2-2 count to Akko, and this one misses and hits Akko in the feet as he will walk on down to first base. So the first batter to reach for the Raptors since the fourth inning is Matt and Akko. It's his first time on base, and it brings up Kareem Arusovic with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Still a 2-0 lead for the Mallards, but the Rafters have the tying runner at the plate. Thanks to some incredible pitching throughout the night, they've been able to stay in this. Lefty-lefty matchup, it's a high grounder over to left, and it gets on by the third baseman into left field. Second hit of the game for the Rafters, and now the offense is moving. Well, sometimes it just takes a pitching change. Riley Peterson, he had gone 6 shutout innings with 6 strikeouts. And now the bullpen coming in, and the Rafters, all of a sudden, a renewed sense of confidence. Back-to-back batters have reached to lead off the 7th inning. You got a runner on 1st and 2nd, and nobody out to Royce Clayton Jr. Righty-lefty matchup with Gannon on the mound. Looks back to 2nd, and a check swing from Clayton, but it's called for a strike either way. 0-1 the count. Clayton, 0-2 in the game. He flew out to center field back in the 4th inning, and he struck out looking in the 2nd. Bryce Liddle, who I mentioned earlier, he is warming up in the bullpen for the Mallards. 0-1 count, misses inside for ball number 1, a 1-1 count. Madden Akko over there on 2nd base. Kareem Arusevic is on 1st. Neither of them too aggressive on the bases, but they've got some speed if they decide to take off. 1-1 the count to Clayton. Gannon looks to 2nd. Bunt placed down by Clayton. It goes back up the middle towards the pitcher. Throw on to 1st is in time. And they got the 1-4 put out to retire Royce Clayton Jr. Not all too common that you see the 1-4 put out. The crowd's not happy, but seemed to me like he was out over there at first base. But either way, it gets the job done. It goes down as a sacrifice bunt. A 1-4 put out, and Kareem Arusevic is on 2nd. Madden Akko is on 3rd. And something happening here for the first base umpire who's stepping down and motioning towards the Rafters bullpen about something. Can't say I'm entirely sure what it is. But went on over and kind of looked over to the Rafters bullpen area and pointed down there. Not entirely sure what it was about, but gave maybe some sort of warning there. Not sure how he even heard anything from over there at first base from the Rafters bullpen, which is all the way out in the corner left field. So now runners on 2nd and 3rd. With 1 out. Bottom of the 7th, the Rafters a chance to tie it if they can send that runner from 2nd on home. 1-0 count as the first pitch misses inside to Landon Gaz. And Gaz, as I mentioned earlier, the only player to pick up a hit in the game yesterday. And he's got a 6-game hit streak on the line. Looking to keep it going. He sends one out towards right field. Could be deep enough to score one run. We'll see if it is. The throw coming in. It is not going to be cut off. Diving around the tag. They got him. Oh, no. Madden Akko could have sworn he avoided the tag. Will Johannes barely tagging the back end of the foot of Madden Akko, who is absolutely furious with the call from home plate umpire Matthew Newman. Slid head first, got around the initial tag, but the follow through from Johannes barely clipped the cleat of Akko, and that is a double play for out number 3. So the Rafters unable to score in the 7th. What a throw from right field by Michael Lippe. And we head to the 8th. It's 2-0 Mallards. In the 7th, no runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
What a throw from right field by Michael Lippe to end that seventh inning. The Rafters just shy of getting out of it as Madden Akko was thrown out at the plate, and that ended the seventh inning. So the Rafters unable to score there, and I got a chance to look back at the replay, and it did seem like they tagged him in the foot. Kind of hard to tell from the looks that we had, but either way, I mean, it was a close play, and got to stick with the call on the field at that point. And no overturn system here in the Northwoods League, of course, but, you know, I like to look back on it anyways. First pitch of the eighth inning from Jace Barajas is in there on the outside edge to Cole Kosciuszko for strike number one, an 0-1 count. It's 2-0 Madison in the top of the eighth. And Barajas, he's already gone an inning and two-thirds, and on the 0-1 count, misses the pitch outside for ball number one, now 1-1. And Barajas has continued to impress in this game. He has not allowed a hit or a walk. The only base runner came on an error in E5. 1-1 the count, misses away for ball number two, now 2-1. However, pitch number 30 coming up next, hoping to get through 2 2/3 innings. After still down two, and the 2-1 count misses away to bring it 3-1. And the Rafters right now, they could use something to go their way. Not able to get it quite in that eighth inning, and this one is ripped down the right field line, hooking foul, and it will land in the grass for a simple foul ball. 3-2 the count. Full to Kosciuszko, who is 0-2 in the game. He flew out, struck out, and he walked back in the first. 3-2 the count. Barajas looking to deal with the left-handed hitting first baseman. He steps back into his windup, but misses it outside for ball number four, and it's the first walk issued by Barajas. Brings up Davis Hamilton with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the eighth. Still a two-run Mallards lead, and Davis Hamilton, the left-handed hitting second baseman, steps into the batter's box. He is 1-for-1 on the game. He singled his last time up back in the sixth inning. Also stole a base that time. First pitch to him is a breaking ball that drops on the inside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Hamilton from University of Minnesota going up against Barajas from Saddleback College. 0-1 the count, misses inside for ball number one. Now 1-1 the count. And Barajas trying to keep things rolling along. Still wasn't allowed a hit, but he was allowing the first runner of the game off of his line. With the runner on first, 1-1 count is fouled back. 1-2 the count now. Hamilton walked back in the third inning, and he hit a sacrifice fly in the first as well. So that's why he's just 1-for-1. He has had three plate appearances, however. 1-2 the count with the runner on first. Pitch on the way from Barajas, misses inside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Over on first base, Cole Kosciuszko. He's not afraid to take off, but he does so with caution. Pitch on the way is grounded foul down the first base line, and it remains a 2-2 count to Hamilton. Ozzie Esco over there on first base. This is his seventh game that he's played against the Rafters, and in his previous six games, stole two bases and was caught stealing one time, batting .348, hitting on base 50% of the time. 2-2 the count. On the way is a soft pop-up towards the middle of the infield. Barajas is there, calls it off, and makes the catch for out number one. Good call-off by Barajas to make it a simple play rather than the run-up from Kareem Arusevic. He was right there, but Barajas said, I got it, and made the play for out number one. Brings up MJ Sweeney with the runner on first and one away. 2-0 in the top of the eighth inning for the Mallards. Sweeney, the left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Runner taking off from first. Swing and a miss. Throw on down to second is in. No, it's not in time. He is safe at second base. And that throw nearly there. Man, the Rafters haven't had any of these right-on-the-edge calls go their way today. Now an 0-1 count, and the Rafters, they had plenty to complain about last game. And trying to stay out of their mindset right now. It's always tough when you have so many close plays that just don't go your way. That's been the case for these past two games. Coming back from the All-Star break, man, it's been rough for the Rafters. It's a tough way to go. 0-1 the count now to MJ Sweeney, runner on second base with one out in the top of the eighth. Still a two-run Mallards lead. And Sweeney, the big powerful batter, he's 0-3 in the game and takes the 0-1 count on the inside edge for strike number two. 0-2 the count. Sweeney doesn't hit for average, but does hit for power. Hasn't played in too many games against the Rafters this season. Just two. This is his third. 0-2 the count. Misses away for ball number one. Now 1-2. Sweeney, in his three games against the Rafters, including this one, he has really struggled, batting just 1-12 with six strikeouts. Rafters have had his number. 1-2 the count on the way home, and this one is launched in the air towards right field. Out to the warning track. It is out of here. MJ Sweeney makes this a 4-0 game in the top of the eighth, and a couple of batters who have struggled against the Rafters, Will Johannes and MJ Sweeney, now have both homered in the game. 4-0 the lead for the Mallards in the top of the eighth. And it's always been these late innings that have gotten to Barajas. He starts off these games so strong, and after two innings, seems like the clock strikes midnight. That last pitch hit at 96 miles an hour off the bat to dead right field. And the first pitch here to Noah Sheffield is called for strike number one. 45-degree launch angle as well. That one was a moonshot to right. Again, a couple of high-hit balls, and those have left the park. 1-1 count as that last pitch missed from Barajas. Noah Sheffield at the plate takes the 1-1 count low to bring it 2-1. Sheffield, right-handed hitting shortstop, takes the 2-1 count. High and tight, now 3-1, as Sheffield had to back away from the plate in order to avoid getting hit. This season, batting just .250. However, Sheffield against the Rafters, he's batting .480 in his six games. And in game number seven, he gets his third time on base. Draws a walk on five pitches, and with that, Mike Spears will come out to the mound and have a chat with Jace Barajas. And man, for Barajas, it just seems like he's trying to push through a wall that you can't get through right now. Trying to go into that third inning. He hasn't been able to go really three innings this season. Always kind of hits that wall, and obviously you're trying to get him to that next level, but it does result in runs like that coming across. And it's nothing to do with the pitch count, and I've got to assume it's more of a mental aspect of it. Barajas, you look at what he was able to do this past spring with Saddleback. I mean, he was absolutely stellar. Finished with a 3.50 ERA. He split time as both a starter and a bullpen arm. Made seven starts for Saddleback, but despite that, still has seemed to be a tough run for him trying to go past the two-inning mark here in the Northwoods League. So now taking on the left-handed hitting Brock Lulewicz after the mound visit. And it's hit up the middle and gets on through into center field. Another hit for the Mallards, rounding second on the way to third. Throw comes in, and now the runner goes over to second base as well. So not the right idea to throw it to third base, and it allows another runner to move ahead. So Noah Sheffield goes on to third base on Brock Lulewicz's single, and Lulewicz ends up on second as well. Brings up Will Johannes with runners on first and second. On second and third with only one out in the top of the eighth inning. It's 4-0 Mallards. Righty-righty matchup with Johannes. First pitch on the way. Ripped down the third baseline, but just foul. 0-1 the count, and man, Johannes nearly had that one in fair territory, right by the third plate umpire. Owen won the count now to Johannes. Takes the pitch low. It bounces off of Adrian, but he keeps it in front of him. 1-1 the count, and Johannes, 1-for-3 on the game, is one hit. The home run from back in the second inning. Mallards finally got back on the board for the first time since that home run on the two-run shot from MJ Sweeney. That made it the 4-0 game that we see now. The Mallards also did score one in the first on a sacrifice fly from Davis Hamilton. That's how they've scored all four of their runs. 1-1 count, grounded foul down the third base line. And now a 1-2 count to Johannes. Last time up, Johannes struck out swinging back in the seventh inning. Popped out to first in the fourth as well. 1-2 the count. Barajas trying to work through the damage. And allow a ball in play. And no swing from Johannes as it misses outside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Runners on second and third with only one out. And so no force at second base. 2-2 the count, coming home. It's popped up, and that's about the best thing the Rafters could have gotten. Harper going back out into shallow center field, but it'll be caught by Beauchesne, who throws it back into Landon Gaz at the pitcher's mound, and that ends up being a pop-up to the center fielder. Brings up Frankie Carney back to the top of the order for the Mallards. And Carney, 0-for-3 in this game after going 3-for-5 in the game yesterday. He's got runners on second and third with two outs in the top of the eighth. 4-0, the Mallards lead. First pitch to Carney, hits the outside edge for strike number one. Carney, the left-handed hitting center fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Barajas on the mound. 0-1 count coming home, and it misses outside on the breaking ball, and Barajas let that one slip a little far away from his grip. So a 1-1 count. And Carney from UC Irvine, teammate of Landon Gaz, who's over there at first base for the Rafters. 1-1 the count, misses outside, and there was nobody covering third as the runner Sheffield got a big leadoff. Adrian was ready to throw down, but nobody there, and so Adrian had to keep it in his glove. 2-1 the count now to Carney. Barajas looking to fire. He sends it home, but misses outside on the fastball. And now a 3-1 count. Bit of juice coming off of the fastball. Only 88 miles an hour on that last one. We saw him hitting 90 earlier. He is over the 50 pitch marker at 57. 3-1 the count. That pitch taken outside for ball number four, and they are loaded for the Mallards. And with that, Jace Barajas will come out of the game. The Rafters making a call to the bullpen, and we will step aside. The Rafters trailing 4-0, hoping to get out of this eighth inning without further damage when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read them out. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The Rafters are still in this game. However, they have got to get out of this jam, and so they turn it over to Jack Wiesinger, who comes into the game and looking to lock it down. He steps up with the bases loaded and two outs in the top of the eighth inning. It's 4-0 the Mallards lead. With one swing of the bat, the Mallards could put this game away with and over four in the eighth. And so it's such an important plate appearance for Wiesinger as he comes in with Frankie Carney on first base, Brock Lulewitz on second, and Noah Sheffield on third. Jace Barajas, his night is over as Wiesinger comes in. So far, he's allowed just the two runs in two and a third innings. However, Barajas has inherited runners on every bag. Aiden Arnett stepping up to the plate. He's the two-hole batter for the Mallards. Right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Wiesinger on the mound. Arnett, 1-for-4 in the game. First pitch to him, misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Two runs already came across earlier in the eighth inning on the two-run home run from MJ Sweeney. The Rafters have allowed one grand slam this season, and that was to the Mallards. 1-0 the count, swing and a miss for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count. That home run, that was a grand slam, however, did come at the duck pond and went over the short porch in right field. 1-1 the count to Arnett, who will look to have the second grand slam against the Rafters. But he takes the 1-1 count a little high for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Arnett doubled back in the first inning on a soft blooper to right field that just got in no man's land, and he was able to go over to second. 2-1 count here. Pitch coming home, misses high again. It's a 3-1 count. No free base here, so you can't walk the batter. Otherwise, another run will come home to score. Wiesinger also throwing low 90s. Just hit 90 miles an hour on that last fastball, similar to Jace Barajas. Arnett, his last time up, he reached first on an error in the seventh. 3-1 count, gets a swing and a miss from Arnett to make it 3-2, not able to catch up to the fastball. And Arnett, having entered this game 1-for-1, to start the season after coming in as a pinch hitter yesterday. Doubled in his first plate appearance, but 0-for-3 in his last three at-bats. 3-2 the count with the bases loaded. Swing and a miss for strike number three. And Wiesinger is able to work out of the jam. So the Rafters allow just the two runs despite the two hits. There were no errors, and the Mallards left three on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's 4-0 Madison on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bryce Liddle comes into the game for the Madison Mallards after Reed Gannon went just one inning for them. He allowed one hit, no runs, no walks, had no strikeouts, did hit one batter, but no balks, no wild pitches, and faced four total batters on 11 pitches before working out of the inning. Thanks to that double play to end it off on the line drive out to right field, that runner got thrown out at home plate trying to tag up on. So now Nick Adrian leading off for the Rafters in the bottom of the eighth inning. It'll be Adrian followed by Eric Harper and Hiroto Kobayashi due up in the bottom of the eighth. It's 4-0, the Mallards lead, and Liddle, the right-handed pitching player for the Mallards, first righty that the Rafters will see today, and first pitch from him misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count to Adrian, and Liddle, 89 miles an hour on his first fastball, trying to turn up the velocity, and the 1-0 count is taken right down the middle for strike number one. 91 there, so Liddle back on his stuff, and Adrian 0-2 in the game. The bottom three of the Rafters order combined to go 0-6. 1-1 the count is taken again for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Actually, not just the bottom three, the bottom five in the Rafters' order this game have combined to go 0-11. So really trying to even that out. 1-2 count is taken on the outside edge for strike number three. Liddle gets him in the books looking, and that is the first out of the eighth inning. Bryce Liddle, right-handed pitcher from the University of St. Thomas, comes from Markesian, Wisconsin. A senior there, 5'11", 200, and this year for the Mallards, trying to show off his stuff here, and the first pitch to Eric Harper misses outside for ball number one, and kind of talking to him earlier, and well, he was just saying, man, you know, pitching in the Northwoods League, it's something that you get to play with a bunch of other collegiate guys as the 1-0 count is swung on and missed to bring it 1-1. And of course, you still got a lot of people that get to take looks at you. And Liddle, he's been good in his appearances. 11 appearances, 18 innings pitched, and a 2.0 ERA. 1-1 the count, and that's taken on the lower part of the zone for strike number two. However, what he was telling me is that, you know, these stats, they don't really matter for taking your game to the next level. It's all got to do with, you know, the way you release pitches and the advanced statistics that all go behind it. That's what everyone's looking at. 1-2 the count is fouled off. And it remains 1-2 to Harper. And, you know, sometimes you can get unlucky as a pitcher. You can get unlucky as a batter as well. A pitcher could leave one over the plate that gets grounded out because the batter missed it. But that matters as for results of the games, as the 1-2 count misses outside for ball number 2. And, of course, winning feels a lot better than losing does. And so that's what you're always trying to go out there and do. But you're always also balancing the fact that, you know, all these players are trying to make it to the next level. 2-2 the count misses outside, and now 3-2 to Harper. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance. So there's always a balancing act there of, okay, I want to throw good pitches that show off my stuff, but I also want to win. And that doesn't always align. 3-2 the count coming home. It's grounded over towards shortstop and takes an odd hop and gets on through into left field. So Eric Harper ends up on first base as it goes under the glove of Noah Sheffield. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a runner on first and one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rafters still down 4 runs, however, they're still in this game, and Kobayashi ready to go up at the plate, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Liddle. First pitch on the way, and this one misses in the dirt and gets away from Johannes. Taking off from first is Harper. He ends up on second base, and now the Rafters, a runner in scoring position on the wild pitch. 1-0 count to Kobayashi. And Kobayashi, 0-2 in the game, popped out to first back in the sixth inning, and he grounded out 3-1 in the third. 1-0 the count here, and takes the pitch a little upstairs for ball number 2. Now a 2-0 count. And Harper over there on second base, he is a quick runner, so going to be easy to send him home if you can get one into the outfield. 2-0 the count to Kobayashi, and takes that pitch high for ball number 3. 3-0 the count to Hiroto, and guy from Lewis Clark State College came over to the U.S. to play baseball from Japan. 3-0 the count to him, and the pitch misses outside for ball number 4. Back-to-back base runners have reached for the Rafters, trying to do some damage here against Bryce Liddle, who's been one of the better pitchers on the Mallards this season. I talked about the 2.0 ERA. I mean, that's tough to do over 18 innings. He's allowed just 4 earned runs this season. And you look at his appearances this year, and he's had some dominant outings. His last time, 3 1/3 innings, allowing just 1 earned run. That was against Fond du Lac. Maybe looking to finish this one, but the first pitch to Jake Beauchesne misses high for ball number 1. Beauchesne has 1 of just 2 hits for the Rafters this game, and after that ball, Johannes going out to have a conversation with Liddle. Keaton Fenn is warming up in the bullpen for the Mallards, just in the case that Liddle's not able to get through this. And the E6 is a little bit tough on Liddle right now, but then not able to respond. He walked Hiroto Kobayashi on 4 straight pitches. He's issued 5 straight balls as Jake Beauchesne looks to get on base for the second time this game. Beauchesne trying to start a new hit streak and stay hot. After struggling his last game, he trying to start a new streak. 1-0 the count, runners on first and second with one away in the bottom of the eighth. 4-0 the Mallards lead. Liddle fires, and Beauchesne fouls it back towards the press box, and a 1-1 count. Beauchesne had that one timed up very well, just not able to get a barrel on the bat. That one went straight back, middle. 1-1 the count to the right-handed hitting center fielder. Runner on second, thought about taking off. Breaking ball misses low and bounces in front of Johannes, who blocks it, but Harper had gone back to second at that point in time. So a 2-1 count. Over on first base, Kobayashi He's not too aggressive, but he's good at stealing bases. Harper is very aggressive at stealing bases. So if Harper goes, expect Kobayashi to take off. 2-1 count is in there, though. Called for a strike. Now a 2-2 count. So you could very easily see a double steal attempt here for the Rafters. Especially with a inning-ending double play still in order at this point in time. 2-2 the count to Bo Shane. Pitch on the way home. It's hit high in the air out towards center field. Lost in the sky in center field. Carney trying to find it. Does last second. Throws it back in and a fireball down to third base. Keeps Harper on second. So it goes in as a simple flyout. And, man, Frankie Carney continuing to play very well out there in center field. Tracking down a ton of baseballs. That is his fifth catch in center field of the game. A lot of plays from a center fielder, and shows off why that position is so important. Runner taking off from second. Throw going down now to second to try and catch Kobayashi, and it's in time and got him. So the double steal was attempted, but Kobayashi got a late start. Harper was safe at third base, but Kobayashi...